All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? It's Friday, F yeah. It is ready for the weekend time. And what better way to get you ready for your weekend than to have all three of us in studio once again and ready for action. Barry Laminack, president accounted for.
Barely. What is happening, my friend?
What's up?
You know.
Nick Sciarra.
This, that, and the other.
Present. See if you guys are going to start sparring in segment one.
No, I decided today is going to be fun and frolicky. And I'm not going to pick on Nick. I'm not going to pick on you. I'm not going to pick on the listeners. We're going to have a good time.
It's boring.
It's a 20%
just
day, Nick.
Having
it's
fun.
It's a 20% day.
You know, okay.
See, I was just testing him right off the top. It's not an 80 day. It's a 20 day.
I like to think that 80% of the time I'm in a good mood. You guys just don't know how to take it when I mess with you or mess with people. But I understand your feelings, Joel, and I would never want to upset you.
That's false.
That's certainly a lie.
Yeah, really false. So, evidently, the HD show filled in for John and Raheel, Nick.
I heard.
Yeah, and people on Twitter suddenly were making comparisons that we sounded like them.
No, we do not.
I'm the district Barry Laminack. Isn't that what Henry Thomas, he's the all-pro, Henry Thomas?
He played in the NFL.
Yeah, I know, but I'm the all-district. I can't be the all-pro. Actually, I'm not even all-district. I sucked at sports in high school. Like
I find that very hard to believe.
my most athletic
like that. He wanted to say something.
I didn't.
He wanted to punch.
My most athletic was when I ran track. I was a track guy. I was a good runner.
I can see. I mean,
was
based on you telling me that you once ran a mile under what six something.
I think I ran it like 6:40.
That's pretty impressive.
A couple years ago, but I was tenacious in football up till the end of junior high. I just never grew. So I was too small to play in high school. I would have got murdered. I sucked at basketball, a la 3-point hook shot, man. And in baseball, I got hit in the face with a ball early on in my youngster career and could never bat again. I was just too scared of the ball. So, you know, track was my thing. I did diving for a year. I was a diver, if you can believe that.
You wore the Speedos and
everything? I wore the Speedo, yeah. I rocked
that. You shaved your legs?
I think that was like 7th grade. I was a diver. Why are you making that face?
Diving, I'm just listening.
Diving is a well-honored sport.
Mm-hmm.
You know why I quit being a diver?
Please share with us.
Because I screwed up a dive and landed on my stomach and busted all the blood vessels from like my nipples to my navel.
Maybe that's why you don't have chest hair.
Serious?
Yeah. I was. I didn't do it right. And when I hit the water, splat! And let me just tell you, when you hit the water, it's not soft. The water is not soft. No, it hurts.
The really high dive divers.
Yeah, the platform
damn
divers.
Well, better get that.
Yeah.
Water entry, right?
If you over or under rotate the even just, you know, 15 degrees, yeah, it hurts. But yeah, I busted all the blood vessels in my stomach. So that was the end of my diving career. Basically, it looks like all the stuff that I was going to do, I usually just stopped because I got injured somehow. Or in the case of football, I just never grew. Because like in basketball, I got injured. I hurt my ego. So I stopped playing there. Yeah, but track was my thing. So yeah, if you want to consider that an athlete, all right.
Oh, track for sure. Nick,
we're gonna lose this basketball game. By the way, we're gonna.
Why do you say that?
Because you're on the team.
I think you're underestimating,
or maybe you're just playing like you're just terrible athlete, but you're a lot better than you're portraying.
He's in shape.
I'm not a 2, but I'm not an 8. I'm somewhere between a 4 and a 6 on the court. I would give you that if I'm shooting good.
That's fair.
I'm a 6.
No, that's fair.
If I'm not, I'm a 4. That's about what you're dealing with for me. That's why I said I'll just guard the fat guy. I'm not worried about it. I got Ashton.
Oh my
why are you
gosh,
what?
Because you just came out on the air and called the man the fat guy.
Well, have you seen him?
Yes,
he's a
I
big
have.
Boy.
Right.
Am I making something up? Am I being disparaging to him?
You're being mean.
I'm just saying. I was a fat boy. He's on a diet like I was.
His name is Ashton. His name is Ashton.
Yeah, I was on a diet because I was
fat. Not the fat guy, Ashton.
Yeah, I get it. But I'm saying I was big too, and I went on a diet. So he's on the same path.
Well, at least you've set yourself up to be his role model now.
Well, yeah. See? By the way, I was at GNC today trying to get some supplements. Is it in the GNC handbook they have to be mean to you? Like make you feel like an idiot? Every time
they
go
talk
in,
to you like you don't know what you're
talking
about.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, I was like, hey, what do you like recommend for, you know, I've heard CLA is really good for helping you kind of cut weight and, you know, sheds. But he was like, well, it depends. That's it? That's all you're going to give me? Yeah, that's it. Just, it depends. That's all I get out of you. Okay. You know what? It depends on where I'm going to spend my money, but it ain't here. Oh, I was like, why are you, like, what am I? I'm not a bodybuilder. I'm not a dietitian.
Of course, he had muscles everywhere. He had muscles in his eyebrows. He's like 5% body fat.
Actually, he wasn't.
He wasn't?
He was kind of fat, too.
Really?
And I was like, bro, I don't need someone that looks like me giving me advice on how to get healthy. Like, I don't want that. You know what I mean? Like, no.
They're also the guy that goes, especially like, I not only work here, I own the place. And if you really want some stuff that's going to accelerate your growth and trim you down, I got this stuff under the counter that I can only sell you after hours.
No, yeah. No, I just like, I don't know. Just be nice. Like, just be educational. Just, that's all I want. Just tell me, I don't know what I'm doing. That's why I'm there asking questions. You don't have to be mean. Like, he was literally, he talked to me like I was a complete moron, which is probably true, but he doesn't know that.
It's weird because I got that at Verizon when I was trying to upgrade my phone. Like, he talked to me like I was a complete idiot about the iPhone.
I hate it.
And I was like, that. Really, dude?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to upgrade because I ran out of memory. That's all. That's my issue, you know?
Yeah. He's like, well, technically, what you need. It's like, dude, just answer my questions. Don't talk to me like I'm. Like, I'm dumb. I know I'm dumb, but you don't have to talk to me like, I mean, that's like my wife. Like, I know I'm an idiot, but you don't have to sit there and tell me I'm an idiot.
I mean, that's the biggest thing that people don't, it's the biggest misunderstanding with people that are supposedly marketing representatives and customer service focused. Don't be customer, customer focused doesn't mean I'm going to talk to you, but I'm going to talk to you however I want. You know, because then the other thing, they're going to be like, now how much water do you intake in a day based on how many workouts you're getting in, based on what's your carbohydrate intake, and have you ever done any kind of evaluation in terms of what your body needs to be ample in terms of protein and carbohydrate fat intake?
I would be okay with that, but like if I'm like, hey, I'm thinking about, I read, you know, somewhere that a CLA will help me lose weight. You know, which one is the best? Well, it depends. I would much rather be like, well, you know, if you're trying to do this, you do this. Look at this. Do this. Like, I want a lot more information than none.
But he didn't follow that up with anything?
No. I had to, like, I'm like, look, I'm not going to do detective work here. I'm not going to interview you and interrogate you. I was like, I asked a question. That was a leading question. You should be able to point me whichever one you want me to get, whether it's the most expensive and it doesn't work, but you know I'll come back for more or whatever. No. So I left.
Sounds like you just didn't want to be at work.
I went and bought my vitamins at Kroger.
I was going to say, but the other thing you need to do, you can research the stuff online and get enough answers to where then you just buy them online
but
and
that
you don't
takes
have to
work.
Deal with any of those doofuses.
Yeah, no.
You of all people who always is online and has a pretty...
Well, that's why I knew like to go get CLA. But you know, I don't trust like, hey, what are the top 10, you know, branched chain amino acids out there? And then you Google that, and then every website that pops up is some BS spam website getting affiliate links for all of these, you know, different products. That's why I'm like, I'll go to Amazon, and if it's a verified purchase or whatever, maybe I'll read some of those. But I just don't trust a lot of reviews now online. They got hip to that real quick and ruined it. Just like anything. Businesses runt the internet. Runted it. Somebody said Barry needs to calm down with his optimistic crap. So when I'm in a good mood, people don't like it. And when I'm in a bad mood, people don't like it.
That's what he was referring to?
Yeah. Whatever. I guess I'm just going to...
Boy, Nick, way to come to your boy Barry's defense today.
Hung myself. Maybe people would be happy about that. Somebody said tenacious, huh? When I was describing myself. I bet you were also gritty, quick, and a good locker room guy. That was from O. Yeah, that sounds about right.
What show was that? There was a band that they were creating called Tenacious D.
Yeah.
I don't remember what show it was.
I don't know. It was Jack Black. Jack Black was in Tenacious D. I think it was a movie.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, yeah. Jack Black, Tenacious D.
All right.
You know who else has Tenacious D? All right.
Going to be one of those shows. Hey, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776 on the HRNP listener line where you can call, you can text, and we can be kind, generous, customer service friendly, and respond. Otherwise, you can hit us up on Twitter at the producer Nick, at Barry is funny, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We are the usual suspects, and this is ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
There it is, our loyal listeners coming through again. James Feemeister coming through. Tenacious D, a movie and a shoe on HBO. Also the world's most kick-ass band as Dave Grohl played the drums for them. I did not know that. Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters.
I did not know that.
Thank you, James. Appreciate that. Was that your Johnny Carson?
Yeah, that's the best I can do. Okay. That's all I got.
You're doing your Morgan Freeman now, and it's spot on.
Yeah. Eric Graham said, and I'm changing the station. I'm not sure why, because I'm going to be in a good mood. I was on Twitter. I don't understand. I don't know how to make you guys happy.
So the reality is people like to hear you angry.
No. I don't think so. I just want to make the listeners happy, and I feel like right now every dude that listens to the station is essentially my wife. Like, I don't know what to do to make you happy. Why are you crying right now?
Did he really say he's changing the station?
Yeah.
I saw the first two because...
Yeah, he said, and I'm changing the station.
Said you were being nice to everyone. 3 minutes later, I got the fat guy. Well, that didn't last long. But then I don't see it where he said he's going to change the station. Why would you do that?
I don't know. It's all right. I don't know. It's like I said, I don't know. All I want to do is please you guys. Just, that's all I want to do.
Wow.
Yeah. We got a couple things. Somebody said they just found out there was a place called Ding Dong, Texas. I call BS. Is that real?
I am searching it right now. And yes, according to Wikipedia, really? It is an unincorporated community in Central Texas.
Like where in Central? What is it near? What's a big community that it's near?
Ho ho.
It is situated on the Lampasas River, 8 miles south of Keelan in southwestern Bell County.
None of those ring a bell.
Neighboring Twinkie.
Like, can you give me just something like Dallas, Austin?
I can't do that.
Midland?
Cannot do that.
Nothing?
I mean, I don't know where this city is.
Once again,
right next
no
to Twinkieville and a few miles down the road from Ho-Ho.
I was thinking a different ding-dong, but all right.
So cities in this county.
Don't get testy.
Belton, Texas.
Okay.
Yeah. Little River Academy.
Nope.
Temple. Troy, Texas.
Temple.
None of this. Oh, Temple Texas? Yeah. Okay.
Temple. There you go.
Okay.
It's in the same county.
Very good. That's where my grandfather went to the VA hospital in Temple.
Okay.
I hear they have a fantastic facility out there. I have no idea. More entertaining. This is a question on text. More entertaining. LeBron and the Cavs or the Warriors? Who you got? Who's more entertaining to watch?
The Warriors.
For sure.
Yeah?
Because they score more, because they're up and down. Cleveland, you know, and you can say whatever you want. And yes, they have more big bodies up front too, but it's just a different style of play, and it's hard to watch sometimes. I don't care if they're up 20 or in a game; it seems like it's the same stuff.
Faster pace, more 3-point shooters.
Yeah. And I think when you watch the Warriors, if they get down by 30, you're thinking they could still
come
back.
Yeah.
And I said that in the first game against San Antonio.
And I don't know if you think the same thing about the Cavs if they get down by 30.
Right.
I mean, LeBron is great and all, but I don't think he's single-handedly bringing the Cavs back from a 30-point deficit. Steph and Klay Thompson can shoot them back into it.
Now, And here's the thing. You guys know, I was thinking about this, looking at some stats the other night. You know I'm a big Jordan guy. I think Jordan's the greatest to ever play the game. But I have to admit that LeBron is closing the gap. Not that I think he'll ever get there. Because, and I also think they're two different players. But when you realize that a guy is in his 14th NBA season and he's having his best playoffs statistically across the board this year, you've played 14 years in the NBA. Instead of, you're supposed to be on the decline a little bit. And statistically, you're having your best postseason ever. And, oh, by the way, you've made 7 straight finals.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Pretty good.
I was talking to one of the on-air personalities that used to work here. He now works for 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland.
Oh, who?
Jonathan Peterlin. And he brought up a really interesting point that, you know, LeBron is 1-2 against the Spurs. And had he won those championships, that he would be far and above and beyond. Like, everybody would be saying that LeBron is better than Jordan.
He'd be Brady-esque, right? Where he would have validated his ticket to be in that rare air.
Yeah. And yeah. I just thought that was an interesting point that he brought
up. Think about it. If Ray Allen doesn't make that shot in the corner, you know, they don't win that one. But
it would make LeBron look completely different as to where he is among the greatest players in the world. And I mean, obviously, most of the discussion is basically LeBron, MJ. But
yeah, and Kobe. Kobe was in there a little bit because Kobe got his share of rings and accolades and everything else. But when you look at it, too, it's just different styles. That's why it's hard to compare, because Michael was so about his athleticism, quickness, and creating off the dribble, whereas LeBron can put his – he proved it the other night. He can put his head down, and he can take two guys with him to the rack and still score. I mean, some of his body control, though, he doesn't get enough credit for taking a body that's that height and that weight, taking two guys, one on each hip, to the rim, and after contact, hanging and being able to orchestrate his body to spin it, reverse, and switch hands. He's more talented in terms of his ball control and body control than people give him credit for. Everybody just looks and goes, he's just an incredible athlete. But he's hit from a basketball perspective, man, he's got some serious skill.
Yeah. I have no doubt that's why you were in the discussion as the greatest of all time, because of that. Did you see this meme that someone created? Who was it? I don't know who it was that it was against, but there's a meme where he was going up, I guess, for a dunk or a layup.
Was it Thomas?
Yeah, and he just shucked him off.
Yep.
And he made him wobble in midair. Like, he literally was wobbling. Like, you ever taken a saw blade, like a handsaw, and shook it and watched the metal end of it just wave? That's what Isaiah Thomas looked like. I'm going to go find this and retweet it again.
Because they basically put him then and used the same body. They took Isaiah and his movements and they put him underwater.
Yeah,
to make him look like a mermaid.
He comes flying out of his own tooth. It's the best thing ever. I'm going to retweet this again, but you guys need to go check this out.
It literally, too, the other comparison I made, too, was like a person that was trying to hang on falling off a mechanical bull. Like, he's hanging on for dear life, and LeBron is just in the air going over him like, you ain't stopping me.
Yeah, yeah. Julian Rodriguez is the one that sent that to me. It was super funny, man. And I didn't even see that play. Like, to be honest with you, I said it a while when the finals started, the Western Conference, the Eastern Conference. Can we just fast forward already? Can we just get past this? I am not interested in this.
I told
at
you,
all.
I think they're going to be both. I think they're both going in undefeated.
That seems to be a thing now. Yeah, I saw that on ESPN too. They were talking about, hey, look, it's going to, you know, both teams are going to try to, or could they, or something like that.
This is my Garrett Cole moment, Barry.
Yeah, I know. See?
I said it before everybody else. I said the new thing was going to be that they both want to be undefeated going into the finals, because Golden State found out just how tired they can be trying to do it in the regular season. Yeah. But now let's try and run the table in the playoffs.
Somebody texted and said, I was watching old Jordan footage. He was by far the most entertaining all time, with the fights and the eye closing from the free throws, and obviously with his play. Yeah, and you know, you talk about body control in the air. Jordan's just ridiculous.
Oh my gosh, sick.
Yeah.
And the funny thing was is that, you know, LeBron tries to be too politically correct all the time, and it seems like for the most part he's always trying to, doesn't want to really talk a lot, doesn't really want to get under people's skin, something like that. Jordan was like the most hyper competitive person in everything that he did, that he didn't care.
Yeah.
I mean, he enjoyed, and the interview with Steph Curry last night on Faraday was great, because he's a huge golfer too, but he was talking about the fact that Faraday asked him, like, where are you on talking crap? and on the court. And he said, you know what? The guys that do it best, and whether they use it for motivation or they need that little extra oomph because the schedule is so long and grinding, he said, but leave it on the court. The guys that do it best, when you get between the lines, you get fired up, you say a lot of stuff, you talk a lot of mess, but when you see each other in the hallway, don't take it out in the parking lot, you know? It's not worth all that, and everybody's still trying to make money off of it. But Jordan was, you say the eyes closed? Mm. He'd do it on the golf course, too. He'd really? Line up a putt and close his eyes. And I was lucky enough to play in Wolf is a game they play in golf. And I've played a couple times with him. And he had a couple guys on his team, and they were, like, out of the hole, hitting balls in the water and everything like that. And he would take his putt, and he would close his eyes. And one time he made it, and he looked at him, and he goes, do you guys really think that after I carried Cartwright and Luke Longley for all these years, that I couldn't do the same thing for you? And he just turned and walked to the next hole, and everybody was like, that's a pretty good point.
Wow.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
That's funny.
Yeah, his competitive, from cards, golf, everything, that dude.
Yeah, the ultimate competitor right here. It's hard to find.
Yeah, I think absolutely. All right, so we got plenty more show to get to, but we'd love to hear from you as long as you're going to be nice, because we've got 20 Barry today, 20% Barry, and he's trying to be nice, and you people are trying to get under his skin. 713-780-ESPN. That's the HRNP listener line where you can call, you can text, or you can hit us up on Twitter. The usual suspects here till 4, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4, The Usual Suspects. Hopefully you're back for more and you're not one of those that decided to turn the page because things didn't go your way. Astros tonight opening up a big weekend series, the first of 10 in a row at home, fellas, against Cleveland. So they get a chance to try and get back at an Indians team that took 2 of 3 from them a few weeks back when they were a little dinged up.
I need to look up the pitching matchups. I haven't done that yet. That was on my to-do list today, and I need to check that out. Who is starting?
Charlie Morton against the Indian starter. His ERA is
Kluber
hovering around 7. No, it's not Kluber.
Is it, no, okay.
It's hovering around 7. I'll look it up in a second.
Bauer.
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
The man who decides to do stupid things when he's getting ready to start playoff games with his fingers.
So
he cut his finger open on a drone during the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
Smart guy.
Yeah. Clevenger's got a 2.61 ERA. He'll be facing Mike Fiers.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and then Salazar and his 5.66 ERA will be facing Musgrove.
Bonus, you don't get Kluber.
So, well, yeah. They'll probably be 1-1 going into that game on Sunday. My guess is they'll win tonight, lose tomorrow.
Yeah, when you give up 5 long balls in 4 innings, it's probably going to set you back on Saturday night.
Yeah, no doubt. And then so when you face Detroit, you'll have Keuchel and McCullers going there, okay. So you have Keuchel and McCullers against Baltimore, so it actually does set up pretty good.
Yeah.
So that's good. Okay.
Yeah, no question.
I dig it.
They just got to keep – you just need them to keep – going at the way they're going. And you've said it best. I mean, look, there's going to be ebb and flow in this season. It's going to be a roller coaster, and it should enjoy what's going on right now, because inevitably there's going to be a time in the season where they hit a lull and they lose some games. But ideally, at the same time, you hope the Rangers lose some games, because what a fantastic setup. The Rangers think they're hot. They think they're doing something. They've won 9 in a row. They've gained a half game.
Yeah. They're 9-1 in their last 10, and yep. So are the Astros. Yeah. So they've really done nothing other than the off day that the Astros had yesterday.
Yeah, so take that.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say, so for all you people that hate us talking baseball, it's pretty cool to be talking baseball this time of year for the first time in a while.
I think I'm done apologizing for it, to be honest with you. I know that that's kind of the mantra of most stations, but I feel like if you hate baseball that much, all right, I get it. But we probably talk other sports I'm sure there are people out there that love baseball that aren't big fans of basketball, but they endure because they know we're going to get to other topics. So, I'm not going to be. I'm not going to apologize for
yeah. it. But I'm tired of. I mean, I'm with you to the standpoint. I'm just tired of taking heat for stuff that for 90-some% of the marketplace they appreciate it and they get it. And we do. We run the gamut. I mean, we're not going to sit there and talk about whether Vince Wilfork is coming back or not for three segments. We leave that to the one-hour shows.
Hey, a couple of people on Twitter were saying LeBron brought back the Cavs against the Pacers. Yeah, I know, but it's not one of those things that you watch and say, you know what? They're 30 down. They got this. That's the difference to me. You watch the Warriors. A 30-point lead to me isn't safe against the Warriors. I don't think that the Cavs are coming back every time down 30, but I feel like the Warriors could. That was my point. I'm not saying he can't do it. He's never done it. I'm saying when you watch the two teams, you look at one of them and you think, that's a team that could come back down by 30 with no problem. And I don't get that feeling from the Cavs.
Yeah, maybe the Cavs have shown that they can come back and down from a series. You know, yeah, down 3-1.
Just thinking about the potency of the offense of the Warriors. When they can come at you with Thompson and Green and Durant and Curry, and even off the bench, Livingston can fill it up, Iguodala can finish. And you look at Cleveland and go, well, there's Kyrie and there's LeBron. And then there's a whole bunch of people that do little things. And the other night, Kevin Love got hot. He was making his threes. But Kevin Love, when he came into this league, was a post player. And now they're relying on Kevin Love to be a three-point shooter, and he shot more threes and made more threes than Kyle Korver the other night. So,
yeah,
it's tough. It's tougher to see Cleveland make, you know, J.R. Smith can get hot, and he also can shoot you right out. Yeah. So he's one of those, you know, is he hot, is he not? And the rest of those guys, Shumpert and those guys, they're good athletes. They're good pieces, but they just don't have the potency offensively that the Warriors do, and I'm with you 100%. I watch the Warriors, and I never think they're out of it. Mm-mm. It's the same way when I watched the Spurs, especially in their heyday, but every time they played the Rockets ever since I worked there, Craig and I would say it all the time. No lead is safe with the Spurs because when it gets to the fourth quarter, they're going to out-execute you on both ends of the floor for the final 12 minutes of the game, and if you're not ready for it, you can get caught.
I mean, you wanted to feel that way about the Rockets. I mean, because they can shoot. They're always in it. Problem was is they just – when you look at the Warriors, they have the offense, but they also can turn the defense up, which can help them, you know, kickstart their shooting and their offense. And that was the difference. The Rockets never could do that. They never could just flip the switch and become great defenders and shut a team down because that's part of coming back from 30. You can't trade
you get
buckets.
Stops, yeah.
Yeah, you've got to, and the Rockets couldn't do that. And I think the Cavs to a certain degree. Aren't as good defensively as Golden State is. So
that was one of the things I wanted to see the Rockets do throughout the season was able to come back from a 30-point deficit. And
yeah,
at least at home, where you're down 30 points, but you want to close out a fourth quarter at home in Toyota Center. And you're right, they just didn't do that.
Well, they were better at doing the opposite. They were better at getting up 20 and then letting the team back in.
Yeah,
and that's got to change. And that's when we were talking about, you know, the vernacular for next year, the outlook for what do you do to make this team better? Well, stop being one-dimensional. And that's easier said than done based on cap restrictions, but you probably, you know, and who you're going to try and add. But more so than anything else, if you can get better defensively, you can improve this team. And it's not just a little improvement, but you've got to be focused on doing that because that's the thing. To Barry's point, look, I keep bragging on Tristan Thompson. But when you can put Tristan Thompson out there and he can protect the rim on both ends and he gets you so many rebounds, especially on the offensive end, that gives you new possessions, new opportunities to score. Second chance points go way up. That's a big statistic in the NBA. But if you look at the Golden State Warriors, lockdown defenders, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, Pachulia, for all you want to say he's dirty, but he will put a body on you and he will bang on the boards and he will play defense. And then underrated, Kevin Durant, because he's skinny. Everybody goes, oh, he doesn't play D. He's so long with his wingspan, and he's still athletic enough to cover the perimeter. He can close out on just about anybody. And Curry, he's small, yes, but he's quick. And he, you know, he's going to give you some effort. But I laughed because, again, when we talk about interviewers that aren't exactly up to speed, when David Faraday says, I mean, he's still one of the best defenders in the league. And I'm like, when was he ever one of the best defenders in the league? I mean,
right.
Kyrie Irving just got excited every time Steph was in front of him.
Yeah, what were you watching?
Yeah. But Golden State can defend, too. And that's, again, when you look where you want to be as a Rockets team, and you look at the teams that are still playing, Boston's a perfect example. If they do nothing offensively, defensively, they are going to get up in you and they are going to put it on you.
Oh, hey, now.
That's right. That's the way we talk around here, because we keep dirty. People dialed in and it entices them to keep listening.
You made that sound sexual.
That's what I try and do. I'm like the Barry White of local radio.
Are you now? Are you now?
No, not really.
No?
I can dream.
Did you see Joey Bats got plunked?
He did.
Did you have a problem with it?
No. The only thing is timing.
Well, it's funny because Teron missed with the first pitch. Yeah. He threw like 94 inside and it missed him. And then he came back with 95 and plunked him. And that goes back to yesterday, if you missed it. Joey Bautista had a bat flip. He hit a home run, flipped the bat, and then kind of showboated. But then he apologized.
Down five runs. Like,
yeah, he kind of apologized as he rounded the bases or when he got the home plate. But he knew it was coming. I think everyone knew it was coming. It's part of baseball. I did see this thing from Buster Olney where he talked about the stupidity of retaliation. And his point was, in no other sport is retaliation okay or even allowed.
True.
Even in hockey, you get suspensions or penalties or something like that. In baseball, you get a warning. Everyone in the building knew that Jose Bautista was going to get plunked. And he did, and everybody just got a warning. That was it. There was nothing else, yeah. You know.
Well, I thought I was watching MLB Network, and I thought they made an interesting point, too, which means everybody says, well, baseball's slow, and the players are stupid, and blah, 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 blah. The thought process behind it, I forget who made the point, but one of the guys made the point of, are you guys not aware that sometimes they will intentionally not plunk the guy that did it? They'll plunk the guy before or after him in the lineup He's ticked off at his own player. They're like, especially if they know they're boys, they're going to hit the other guy instead so that he can go back to the dugout and be pissed off at the guy because I got hit because of you.
Yeah.
And they think that they can rustle up the feathers of the entire team that
some
way.
Jimmies.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. But the other thing that you were saying was like, in the NFL, if there's a chop block or a cheap block where you take somebody's knee out, you don't get to retaliate. They don't give you a free shot at the quarterback's knees. Same thing in basketball. There's a flagrant two. They don't give you a makeup where you get to go and elbow somebody in the face. It's usually your call. You know, you get attacked or you're ejected or whatever
and
as
if
well.
You target him.
There's no warnings.
No, and if you target him, the worst thing that could happen is you're suspended for the next game.
Right.
And now you're really hurting your team.
But I disagree. I think that's part of the, to me, that's part of the appeal, the beauty of baseball. Is I like the unwritten rules. Some of them. I think some of them are kind of stupid. But I like the fact that there's those kind of things where you do something stupid, you know you're going to get plunked. It's over. We handled it. You know, well, let's move on. I kind of like that. I
hated it when I knew I was going to, whether I knew it was coming. You know?
I can see that. You go to the plate and you're like,
I hated it because I knew that I wasn't going to dig in as much as I normally would. And I knew and then I start wondering, like, what kind of guy is throwing at me? You know, is it coming at my head or is it coming at my ass?
Yeah.
That part I didn't like. That part I was saying, if it didn't look so weird under my uniform, I would definitely wear those Nike compression shorts and everything that have the pads built in and the ribs and everything. Because at least going up there in that situation. Because I forget, one of the Astros got hit on the elbow the other night. And he's one of the only guys in the lineup that wasn't wearing the elbow/upper arm guard that everybody wears.
Nice. So. Smart guy. Probably yeah. Gattis, right?
No.
Oh.
It was might have been Marisnik.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. After his two-dong game. Two-dong. Notice I said
two
that.
Dongs?
Yeah.
Who doesn't like two dongs?
Who doesn't? Because we're trying to sound like... Never mind. All right, so we're the usual suspects, and this is ESPN 97.5. Please join us, won't you? 713-780-3776, or on Twitter, we're here till 4, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
The tides have turned. It's an 80 day.
What? No, it's not.
All right, it's close. Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4. And the other thing I was going to throw out to you guys, Salisbury and I had this conversation about a year or so ago, but it's actually more pertinent now. I was watching, because I was just going through the DVR last night because there really wasn't anything on television. And so I was watching all these the documentaries and the interviews and things, and I was thinking the Aaron Hernandez's fiance was on. And Lisa and I had talked about this when he killed himself and committed suicide, whether or not he did, that's the rumor. And you said, well, now no one's going to know for sure, you know, and at a certain point, especially when these guys are doing life without the parole and everything like that, you always want to know. And as an interviewer, you want to know, you want to make sure you're staying, you know, listening to every answer so you can ask the next question. And then also, what questions would you want to know if, and like I said, Salisbury and I had talked about this a long time ago, and I thought I was going to ask you guys, if there were three people dead or alive, okay, because you can go back in time. But three people that you could interview for 30 minutes, they have to answer every single question you ask them, regardless. Who would they be?
Well, I want to hear yours first. Or do you want me to go first?
Does it have one? Because there's a few.
I just said three people.
Oh, you said
remember,
three.
I also said the key to being a good interviewer is you listen.
Well, Nick is out.
So
well,
Nick, I thought you're in the perfect role.
You no,
are
before out. The show, I thought we were just doing one. But
yeah, you've expanded the roster to three. I had one in mind. Now I'm scrambling.
Well, but I want you limited, and most times you'll add one anyway. So I'm just giving you the opportunity to say three. So it's like essentially it's taking three people you would invite to dinner, but instead three people that you could interview for a half hour. They have to answer every question you ask them honestly. And they could be dead or alive. Who would they be? And we can go one at a time if you want. But the reason, I mean, the thing that came to mind was the Hernandez thing. Not that I would pick him per se, but I'm saying there's a lot of people that would want to know: did you kill Olden Lloyd? Were you involved in the other? How long were you in this? The gang, you know, being in the, how did it affect playing for the Patriots? Things like that.
Okay.
So there's a lot
who
of
you go got, first. Nick? No, you go ahead. Who you got?
Does it have to be a sports athlete?
No.
Anybody in the world.
I would say,
alive
I would
or
say,
dead.
I would say Ray Charles. And the reason why I would say Ray Charles is because...
I didn't see that coming.
I didn't either.
Oh, gosh. Dog,
that
it watch out.
Me.
But yeah, I mean... the reason why is because Ray Charles at one point in his life had sight. It's not like Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder, I think, was blind basically his entire life. Ray Charles actually had sight, I think, for the first 4 or 5 years of his life. So at a very young age, I'm talking like a kid, like 5 or 6 years old, he had to learn to live life without sight. And to me, that's incredible adversity.
You really put some thought into that.
That's a good interesting. Answer. That was a good answer.
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Good for you. Who's your other two?
You can go back.
Jackie Robinson was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd probably say, I've always been intrigued by like court cases. I just don't want to be general, like too obvious and pick O.J. Simpson. But any of like the major, I've always been intrigued by like crazy court cases that had to do with murder, just because it's always crazy how that trial is public and their lives are basically put out there.
And I think it's a good answer, because when you and I were talking about this, you said, well, because of the documentaries now, basically all the answers are out there. No, I don't think they are. And I think that you want the legitimate truth. Because people can say whatever they want to say, and they can act like it's the truth. But I think it's a great answer, because you really do want to know if he did it, and he admits he did it. How did he do it? How did he get away with it? The legal team question. There's tons of questions to be asked anyway.
Yeah.
I think it's a great answer.
All right.
I think one for me would be mob related.
Okay.
Like Gotti or someone like that. To have to answer for... you know, where all the bodies were and how, you know, what was going on in the mob and how many people were, you know, who were you literally in bed with? I mean, who were you working with? How much control, things like that. I think that kind of stuff intrigues me.
All right.
I would say, cause I was going to say OJ, but to try and keep it fresh. One for me is Tiger Woods. Because I would want all the real answers. Like, because the rumors out there how he really hurt his knee. He says he hurt his knee on the course. But if you read Hank Haney's book, he was doing hand-to-hand combat with, like, the not the Navy SEALs, but the equivalent in hand-to-hand combat training because he was he's so infatuated with the military because his dad was in the military. And then, of course, what really happened that night with the fire hydrant and the golf club and Elon and then all.
So this is what keeps you up at night? This is life's big mysteries? This is what you want solved?
I'm not saying like –
I can see why you would want someone like Tiger Woods though is huge. I mean, that's just a really famous dude. Well, I mean,
what he did to that sport. I mean,
I know, but still. All right, and what's your third?
I thought you were actually going to be nice today.
I am.
Okay,
that was nice. What? I can't have an opinion on your opinion.
You can bash mine and like Nick's. It's par for the course.
I thought Ray Charles. There was a lot of thought put into that. I really did.
I agree.
I think Tiger Woods, you're just probably like, hey, can I get some of those numbers out of your book, please?
No, Rachel, you could tell. That's not true.
Who's your third?
Boy, I'll tell you what. I was stuck between Lee Harvey Oswald.
Okay.
And El Chapo.
Okay.
I thought El Chapo was a good one.
Yeah, I would like.
Because that's crazy what he's been. I mean, you got to be.
Everything he was involved in, how he escaped, everybody working for him, all that kind of stuff.
Because super smart bad guys are always intriguing.
They are. That's true.
They really are.
And they're all played by John Malkovich.
So, yeah, that's also true. Yeah. So, El Chapo was your third?
I'll go El Chapo.
Yeah. Okay, because I had Lee Harvey Oswald on my list as one of my three. Because I would really want to know what went down. Like, I think that's one of those. One of those things that we're never going to know the truth about. So I think him. And if you were to take him, then I might take somebody else that was involved with it. But Lee Harvey Oswald would be my first. Mm-hmm. My second one would be D.B. Cooper.
That's a good one, too.
Like, I would, because you don't know a live or
dead. That guy.
Yeah, but what's going on there? And my third one, I can't believe you guys whiffed on this. Like, I'm disappointed in both of you guys.
Any chance he gets to belittle us before he gets into his answer?
No, not Hakeem.
Wait, Hakeem?
What? That's worse than Tiger Woods.
No, it's not.
Yeah, because he's readily. If we pulled enough strings, we could get Hakeem here now.
Not really.
Yeah,
he doesn't do that much media.
I could get him.
He does not do that much media though.
I could get him here
because I think it has to do with his accent.
It has nothing to do with his accent.
He just doesn't like doing media.
It's time. He's got.
He's a busy man.
Yeah, he's very busy.
He's the dream. My third person,
mm-hmm.
if I could interview anyone ever in the history of the world,
mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Oh.
How do you not choose Jesus?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, him. How do you not choose him? How do you not want to sit down with Jesus and ask him questions?
So you're saying Jesus Christ?
Yeah, that guy.
Oh, okay.
You guys failed. You guys failed so bad. I win this round.
you coined yourself the winner. That's it.
I didn't know we were competing. Me neither. I just decided we were.
And the good news is we didn't use the opportunity to bash the other two.
I'm not
guys.
Bashing you. I think your other ones were great, but Tiger Woods was like. I mean, you really want to know what happened to the knee? That's life's big mystery.
I said
for
there's
you?
A lot of questions. I'd like to know what happened that night with Elon. I'd like to know. A lot of different stuff.
But I think that'll come out when he writes his book.
I don't think. I think he's that I think you private go a guy. With, you I don't think he'll with, ever come out and say
If you've got three, you got to go with dead people and like big mysteries. That's why like D.B. Cooper, Lee Harvey Oswald, like you said, El Chapo. Stuff like that is what I would want to.
I really want to know answers. If Glenn Rice banged Sarah Palin. That's always something I always wanted to know.
I think
know.
She pretty much admitted that, didn't she?
Did she?
Yeah.
I just thought it was in his book.
Yeah, I think I don't think she's ever denied it.
Well, it doesn't. Well, okay.
Yeah, because I think there's been people that have even kind of thrown it out there, and she didn't deny that, that was a different time in her life. So if you want to chime in, if you want, we've got a lot of them coming up on Twitter. Yo, Adrian, Frank Sinatra was added to the list because he was very mysterious and could have had mob ties and other things.
Yeah.
So if you want to chime in and get in on that, 713-780-3776, you can text us, you can tweet us, or you can call us. And, of course, calling and texting, it's all a part of the HRNP listener line. We've got one in the books, two to go, plenty more show, The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Go for it.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Oh, that is so 90s.
ESPN 97.5.